The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Back.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Well, Jonathan's on his way through traffic in the D.C. area from a very important meeting, so I expect him to join us shortly. But right now, we open up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with our good friend, author of The Devil in D.C. and so much more. She writes for WND, WorldNet Daily, and it's Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert.
I just want to announce, Cheryl, that I'm not running for anything, but I've selected my running mate, just in case. I've got my vice president all lined up.
I guess you're in good company. You're not the only one who has done that lately.
Well, we may get to that story, but I think the lead story is, Trump, is he, the media is all saying, is he being more presidential, whatever. He came out with a foreign policy speech, I believe, just yesterday. And two words, America first. And you've written about it. Is there any updates? How is this being received up there on Capitol Hill? Is this changing the view of Trump as a viable candidate that they don't want to acknowledge or admit at this point? What's happening?
Well, it's more of the same, to be honest. You know, the Trump haters mock him, say his speech lacked specifics. Though, you know, I don't know any politician, when they're speaking foreign policy, they're going to lay out their full strategies plot by plot, so you know the overseas enemies can listen and already know what would happen if they were elected to the White House. But you know, as far as Trump supporters go, he did sound more presidential. I listened to his speech. He was calm. He was forthright. He actually sounded a little poetic at the beginning when he was talking about replacing ideology with strategy and chaos with peace. Mm-hmm. I think he hit on all the hot points. Make America Great was definitely the theme. Put America first, and I think that's what most Americans want to hear at this point.
Yeah, the quote here, my foreign policy will always put the interest of the American people and American security above all else. And there are people, the neocons of the world, that are nervous about the way he's talked about NATO, saying, you know what, if you're not going to contribute, I mean, why should we pay for everything, right, or Japan? And I think a lot of the globalists are nervous about that because they like the way that we theoretically control everything, but that's not really what's happening.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that's a great sign for patriotic Americans to hear a potential president speak about putting America first, especially on trade deals, on national security, and so forth. And Trump specifically named China. He put them on notice. He also talked about Russia and said that he would try first to deal with Russia, to deal with Putin. But if they did not want to deal fairly with the United States, then he was putting them on notice as well. And that is such a comfort after 7-plus years of Obama basically bowing down to all overseas entities.
Well, the one thing we know about Trump and his business dealings is he's a negotiator. He knows how to get deals done, and he knows how to operate from a position of power. And I think that if we look at, as you said, the last 7 years, it's been a little bit of a position of weakness, perhaps appeasement to some degree. I mean, I may be understating it. I'm not sure. But on the foreign policy front, you know, the concept is not to destroy everything, drop bombs indiscriminately, but it's to certainly push the strength out there so that you can't be bullied around.
Yeah, I think you're being very kind with, you know, appeasement. I think that's a very kind word to describe what the Obama administration has done. And I actually think Trump addressed that concern pretty well in his speech. He basically said, our enemies don't fear us, and our allies don't trust us. They can't depend on us anymore. And if you look at the news coming out of Israel, you know, they can't wait for Obama to be gone. And there's a reason for that. There's been nothing but animosity from this White House toward Israel, who has been our historic friends and allies in the Middle East. And, you know, no wonder they can't wait for him to leave. So I think someone coming in with a stronger foreign policy view is going to be great for America.
Yeah, and to me it doesn't seem like an irresponsible one as well, because we've heard some on the neocon side that just can't wait to invade every country that they can invade. And I think that's not in the best interest of America either, because we're a nation now $19 trillion in debt, and it's hard to be a strong nation when you're that far into debt and beholden to people that are holding on to that debt for us.
Well, I know Trump has said on past occasions that when you go to war overseas, that the mission should be to win. And as he put forth, his definition of win is you take their stuff after. For instance, in the Middle East, he wants to take their oil reserves and so forth. So I don't think that you can have a peacekeeping type mission for your military when you're coming from a position that you go overseas and engage in war to win. So I think at least his foreign policy is a little bit more clear-cut. Before sending American soldiers overseas, we're going to have a better idea, I think, if Trump is in the White House, of what they're there to accomplish.
Sure, and I know that the business analogies are not 100% with government, but at the same time, if you think it like a businessman, you're going to say, all right, if we're going into a new market, do we go in there to bankrupt ourselves, or do we go in there to, you know, to be profitable, have good relations? Because, you know, free trade, Ron Paul would always say this as well, trade is one of the best ways to maintain peace, because you have something that we want, we have something that you want, we can work out deals together. And I think in that context, I think the American people are sort of responding to that message.
Right, and I'm kind of the mind, I've never bought into the idea that a good businessman or a CEO would make a good government leader. Because to me, you know, business, you want to raise revenues and you want to have reserve revenues and so forth. But if you come into government with that mindset, raising and reserving revenues, that just means an overtaxing of the American people. So I've never completely bought into a good businessman automatically means a good government leader. But I think in this instance, this is where Trump's business background could actually benefit both him, you know, his business background, and America as a whole. And remember, when America is strong and America looks strong on the international arena, it's good for the world, basically, because it sets a subtle message out to those who would do things like we're seeing under North Korea with nuclear testing and so forth, or Russia with its aggressions. It sets them on notice that America's back, we're strong, so don't mess with us.
Exactly. Wow. Again, we're watching some, strange, but I mean, strange in an overall a good way, because to some degree we've seen on both the Democrat and Republican side the illusion that the people typically get to choose who to vote for. They don't. The choice has been made by elites, and now there's pushback on the left from Bernie Sanders, whether it succeeds or not, although if Hillary does get indicted, he might be waiting in the wings for that. And, you know, on the Republican side, we're seeing Trump being not the ultimate outsider, when initially we were talking before we got on the air, Cruz at one point looked like a real outsider. Then he's tried to play the inside game, but nobody on the inside really likes him. Perhaps they like him less than they like Trump.
Yeah, Cruz has really fallen down in a lot of Americans' eyes, who are looking at him with hope that he may have been one of those real constitutionalists, you know, somebody in the vein of Reagan or even like a Ron Paul maybe on mm-hmm. some matters in government. But Cruz has kind of been tipping his hand as being the ultimate Washington insider, especially with this partnership with John Kasich that he's come out and denied even existed, but everybody is reporting it, and they're quoting sources and citing insiders and saying, yes, that this union, this partnership was actually made. Interestingly enough, it's fallen apart now, partly because John Kasich was telling Indiana voters to go vote for him, even though just 24 hours earlier he was supposed to have made a deal to cede that state to Cruz. So the overall message, though, is what you were just pointing to, that Cruz has revealed himself as a Washington insider, anything but an outsider.
Yeah, and I think, it, you know, my suspicions were that he's married to someone who's a Goldman Sachs insider and a CFR member, that's Council on Foreign Relations. These people are not American firsters. They're about all for themselves, all for the money, all for globalism. And again, what I do like about Trump, among a number of things that he has said, is about those partnership deals. So supposedly, they're not good for America and Americans and American jobs. And the TPP is one of them that, you know, I think Cruz at one point voted to fast track for Obama. So there are a lot of discrepancies in so-called small-minded conservatives that are America first that they might not be.
Yeah, that trade deal is one that he kind of slid by for a while. You know, the press wasn't really picking up on it, but you're right. He did do a lot of voting for things that would seem to tip the hat that he's more of a globalist than America first type. And I think his wife, you know, I was dismissing the fact that his wife was part of this global movement and everything. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, you can't really fault the husband for what the wife does. And I know there has to be influence, but Cruz, his activities in the Senate said to me that he was a strict constructionist type politician. But now that I see his actions of late, I'm starting to wonder, you know, maybe his wife has had a lot more influence over him than I previously thought.
Yeah, listen, I mean, if you're a husband and your wife doesn't have any influence on you, you're lying. It's just what the nature of these relationships are. So, again, that was a somewhat of a concern as well. So as we look at the foreign policy angle, we're seeing some break in the dam in terms of the Republican establishment and saying, okay, maybe Trump is inevitable. Maybe we get on board here and figure this thing out.
Yeah, it's not as much as you would think at this point in time. I mean, look how close we are to the convention. And I know that people point to past presidential elections and they say that they've had open conventions before. But I don't think you've ever had such a concerted pushback from members of Trump's own party still saying that they would like to see a third-party candidate come up. You know, Bill Kristol just said this on national news this week, that there's still time for a third-party candidate to emerge and take over Trump's lead.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. That tells you also that Trump really is an outsider. They wouldn't be attacking him to this degree at this late stage in the Republican side of things. All right, we got more with Cheryl Chumley. We'll expect that Jonathan Ebor will make it through traffic eventually. Norm Singleton scheduled as well from the Campaign for Liberty. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful political healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the FDA Dragon Slayer made it through traffic. He slayed the traffic. Jonathan E. Moore, welcome back. It's so good to have you on board.
Great to be here. Glad I was able to get through.
We were talking with Cheryl about the Trump's foreign policy speech, a little bit about Cruz, but we didn't get perspective on his strategy here, if it's effective, if it's working, the idea of selecting Carly Fiorina as his running mate before he's even nominated. Could he even be? I don't know what this is doing in terms of the Republican Party establishment elites, much less the voters. Do you guys have a perspective on it, Jonathan?
Well, yes, I'm really appalled. The reason why I say that is this is the first time in living memory in which a candidate has campaigned for not for the popular vote, but to upset the party with the most votes at the convention. In other words, their express aim is not to win, which they cannot do mathematically, but instead to derail the party with the popular vote and put themselves in place, Cruz and Kasich, independent of one another. You know, they're going to, I guess, slog it out at the convention through a thwarting of the democratic will of the people. So they wish to undo the popular will. That's something that I think is most offensive, particularly coming from someone who calls himself a constitutional conservative. But I don't think any of these machinations, you know, selecting a vice president, vice presidential running mate when you are... it's impossible for you to get the nomination. I mean, what is that? And I don't think people in Indiana are that stupid. It does. It smacks of desperation. I think he's torpedoing his chances in Indiana because of the approach that he's taken. And I think he's missed the boat. He's not appeal. He doesn't have an appeal, a natural character or characteristic that is anything other than robotic, and that's his big problem. He doesn't resonate with people well. People don't feel like he's their leader or someone who that they trust implicitly or someone who's a fighter. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't come across that way. That's his problem. And that's why he hasn't won so far. And I think he's going to get trounced in Indiana.
I think at
Mark
this point,
words.
It's probably that's the case. What do you feel, Cheryl?
Oh, I think he'll get swept as well. I agree with Jonathan. It reeked of desperation to me, and it seemed almost like Cruz was trying to pull a Trump with the media attention, because he just lost 5 states on Tuesday, and so then Wednesday morning he starts teasing about this big announcement that he's going to come out with, and he's got everybody twittering whether it's his VP pick, and sure enough it was. But picking Carly Fiorina now, you know, Cruz says he just wants to let everybody know what they'd be getting if they voted for him. But it's too soon. Nobody really cares about the VP. What they do care about is him joining forces with John Kasich and doing these undercutting techniques to oust Trump and thwart the will of the American people. I think that's more of a problem for him.
Is it true that Trump now has superseded or set a record for amount of votes in Republican primaries for a candidate? I've read that somewhere.
Yeah, I've read that as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's significant. It seems like the participation that Trump has brought in, the excitement he's brought in, has got to be worth something to the Republican Party. Much like whatever Bernie has brought in, even though the Democratic side is down, it's all been Bernie because no one's excited about Hillary.
Well, while there's been a decrease in Democratic votes by something like 30%, there's been an increase in the number of Republican participants in the primaries and caucuses by a total of something like 70%. So I believe that's due to Trump's appeal and a lot of people crossing over, blue-collar Democrats coming into the Republican ranks. So I think he's added a lot of new blood into the Republican Party. And I believe that is the moving force in the Republican Party today. And if you stand athwart that movement, I'm afraid you're going to destroy any prospect for a Republican victory. And I think that in all likelihood, everyone's going to line up and support Trump at the nominating convention by and large so that he'll get it on a first ballot. I would strongly suspect that's what's going to happen.
Well, Cheryl, I hope that you send a book, The Devil in D.C., to Trump if he's the guy, so he can help sweep out the bad guys if he comes in.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Well, we always enjoy having you on board with us, Cheryl. And everybody, read her at WorldNet Daily, of course, her book, The Devil in D.C. And Jonathan Emord here, and you can find him at emord.com. We've got Norm Singleton coming up after the break. We're going to talk about how do you know when a politician is lying. It might be an oldie and a goodie from Ron Paul. Also, war on opioids or war on opioid prescribing doctors. We'll get to that as well. Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful political healing. After the break, thanks, Cheryl Chumley. Always great to have you on board.
Bye now.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Latest blog post over at the Campaign for Liberty by our good buddy Norm Singleton. He's with us now, and Jonathan Emord. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour is that question. How can you tell when a politician is lying? Is there a new answer to that question, Norm?
Well, apparently there's been some studies that show that all human beings lie, but politicians actually lie more than the average person. And what's interesting is one reason they do that is because that's how they get success. Voters want people to lie to them, according to these studies. I think that might be overdrawn. I think that there are some voters who like to hear the comforting truths of a Hillary Clinton, but there are others, or a Bernie Sanders, or even on the Republican side, some of the things Donald Trump says, you know, that all the problems on our own, America is great. The only reason people hate us is because we're free. We are we can spend our way into prosperity, free college, free health care, free gluten, everything free.
Did you say free gluten? Free gluten?
Yeah, that little joke there. Yeah.
That was good. I like
but
that.
But I think as the success of Ron Paul and Rand Paul and other liberty-minded politicians shows, there is definitely a audience for truth out there.
I think so. Jonathan, you deal in the court system where there's a lot of lying going on, even though they say they're not supposed to. But there is something about authenticity that is appealing to some in the electorate this time, perhaps. Maybe not as much as I'd like to see it, but maybe the trend is I'm tired of people lying to me.
Well, integrity, since the beginning of time, in the case of human beings, has been dependent upon the truthfulness of what you say. And you can believe something to be true that is not and still be a sincere person. But if you profess what you know to be false, then your integrity is going to go out the window. Now, you can profess a falsehood and deceive people, and they can rely upon that falsehood and act on it, whether they vote for you or whether they buy a product from you. But when they experience the consequences of the false statement, there's a payback. And that's what we are witnessing right now. That's the source of the anti-establishment movement that is so overwhelming now on both the Republican and Democratic sides. It is precisely the payback for the absence of integrity. And it's why Hillary Clinton is viewed by the vast majority of voters in surveys as a liar. So it may be that within the Democratic Party, she's able to galvanize sufficient support in some of the states to win, and win by small margins, even over a socialist. But that's not a ringing endorsement. I suspect a good number of people who are voting for Hillary are voting while they hold their noses within the Democratic ranks. They may have those liberal sentiments. But I think that the consequence of destroying your integrity is profound. And I believe that that is what is happening to Barack Obama with the public reaction, the anti-establishment reaction, and also Hillary Clinton. And I think the same thing is true on the Republican side with the rhinos in Congress who have, unlike Ron Paul, unlike Rand Paul, not stood up for principle and have bought into this idea of the welfare state being a panacea for everyone's problems. It was Medicare Part D, by the way, you know, obviously, that George Bush gave us.
Right.
He sold out to an expansion of the social welfare state in one of the largest ways possible, which was an expansion of Medicare under Medicare Part D, and the bailout of Wall Street, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
all of this is activity that ultimately redounds to the detriment of the country. So while you're saying positive things about it, it's actually hurting people, and when people realize that it's a sham, then they're angry, and they hold resentment against those people who brought it to their attention and caused them to believe it was legit.
Norm, is it too soon to look back at Rand Paul as a candidate to say, you know, because I tend to feel the authenticity from the Paul family, certainly he's principled, that why his candidacy didn't catch fire like a Donald Trump, who, if not an outright, politician, I mean, he certainly knows his way how to do things that other politicians haven't done in this way.
Well, I think that, you know, Trump poses as a truth-teller anti-establishment, and he kind of, you know, took the oxygen for some reason out of the room from the other candidates who kind of were seizing that mantle, including Rand. But, you know, look at the fact that Rand had, I think, more youth chapter students for Rand and more youth chapters than any other candidate. And those are now all Young Americans for Liberty chapters. Rand is still a tremendously well-covered, well-talked-about political figure. And actually, I think now that he's back in the Senate full-time and running for re-election, he seems to be getting more and better coverage than he did as a candidate. So I think that, you know, that audience is still there. Maybe it's just not as big as some of us had thought or hoped. But but it's still growing. I think one of the things is that as the failures of the current system become more apparent, you will see more people rejecting the comforting lies of the establishment and going towards the truth.
Yeah, and we've seen, like, where I thought Cruz was initially and where I see him today. I mean, I had some hope for him, and I saw that, you know, he had palled around with Rand Paul and some of the others that had a Tea Party basis, and he's become more of if not an outright establishment guy, willing to use and play with the establishment just to make sure he's still hanging around. The lying politician thing comes to mind in this case.
Well, yeah, I should chime in here and say I think Donald Trump has hit a chord with people because he is speaking viscerally, and he's angry about the way things have gone with the government. In other words, he's hitting the issues bluntly and directly, and he's showing a side that is one of strength when he is, you know, he's unflappable. The guy is kind of like a bull in the china closet, and that's what Americans want right now. They want a sledgehammer to hit terrorism. They want a sledgehammer to hit the government. They want the free market open, wide open. They want the borders built strong, and they want defenses against illegal aliens coming into this country. They want all of these things, and he's speaking to those things in direct and blunt terms. In the case of Cruz, unfortunately, he's very robotic in his mannerisms and in his way of speaking. He does not cause a person to have a connection with him because he's so different than the typical person. Donald Trump is much like the typical guy who you would find in the Bronx or in Yonkers or somewhere else in New York who is a working guy. He's not, but he's typical of a working class type of mentality in the inner cities, particularly in the Bronx, when you're talking about blue-collar people and their problems. He's a populist. He's capitalized on the anti-establishment movement very effectively. And also, he's blunt and direct, and he's not PC. The problem with Cruz is that he seems to be working so very hard to get people to like him, his message, but he's forgotten that in order for people to like your message and understand your message, they have to have faith in you. And the problem is he just doesn't come across as somebody who you like. He's got this likability issue. It's a big issue for him. It's the reason why he hasn't been able to take conservative rhetoric and transform that into a political movement. You know, Ronald Reagan was a conservative and a very unpopular time for conservatives. But the reason why he could appeal to people was because he was so affable, he was so funny, he was so warm and comforting. He was a person who you felt his compassion. Cruz has none of that, and that's his big problem. He's just not likable.
Yeah. Go ahead, Norm.
Well, I think Reagan is a unique character. I've heard Ted Cruz speak, and I think he's a very good communicator and very skilled on the stump. One-on-one, he seems to be a likable guy, but I think that there is something about Donald Trump's persona, and a very interesting article a few months ago that my friend Jack Hunter found by former WWE commentator Jim Ross talked about how to look at this, the reason Trump connects with people, you have to look at his time in the WWE, because what he's doing, his mannerisms, his way of speaking, the way that he kind of sets up and goes after his opponents with personal insults, he learned all that from working with Vince McMahon and the creative staff of WWE. he is basically Donald Trump presidential candidate is a version of Donald Trump, the Donald Trump that was on Raw, I forget when, maybe 2010, 2011. And, you know, so maybe this will end at the Republican convention with Cruz getting the nomination because fellow Texan Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out, delivers the sign to Trump. Just like that's how WrestleMania, I don't know which one it was, maybe 23, 24 ended.
Yeah. Well, the wrestling will always get you.
Yeah. And, of course, there's precedent for a wrestler succeeding in politics.
Jesse.
Playing the blue-collar populist, although Jesse, you know, ran as much more of a libertarian populist. I remember a great time in... But it was the same thing, you know. He's a man of the people. He was, you know, not PC. He was a truth teller. And I remember when I thought he was going to win, was I watched the debate on C-SPAN, and they asked him, "How can we trust you on taxes?" And he said, "Because I've worked in the private sector, and I know what it's like to get your pay stub and see what the government's taken out before you can even spend it on your family to take care of your family."
Right.
These times don't.
That's powerful. Powerful stuff. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. We're going to come back with Jonathan Ebord as well. I want to talk about the war on opioids and doctors, or is it a war on patients? The Campaign for Liberty has the blog that Norm's talking about when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, it looks like Robert may be caught in the ether. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, the storms knocked me out temporarily. Yeah.
All right, he's back.
No, thank you for hanging in there with me. But I was talking about the opioids, the war on doctors, right? And, you know, as much as I'm a fan of all the things that they don't allow, the FDA, like CBD and the cannabidiol and cannabis and hemp, the reality is I don't want a war on doctors either. There's got to be freedom for all, but we want to have all of those things out there. And Norm has got another piece on Campaign for Liberty about this subject.
Yeah, the administration has just announced some new guidelines on pain medication and opioid use, and the problem is, as the piece shows, the line on some work by Jacob Solomon at Reason, this is first, the number of actual overdoses and addiction problems is remarkably small. It's not the epidemic. And secondly, these guidelines basically encourage doctors to treat their patients as potential criminals under prescribed pain medicine. So you're going to have a lot more people in pain because they're not going to get the medicine they need, and it could lead to lots of unintended consequences. If people are, you know, experiencing chronic pain, you might have more wasteful surgeries and more lost productivity in the job market, all sorts of problems. I could see even this leading to furthering the problem with the Social Security Disability Trust Fund, which is already teetering on the brink of going bankrupt. So I think we're going to have to, this is something that needs to be really looked at. And, it's one of those many areas of the war on drugs that spills over to a war on healthcare, a war on patients. And, it ties into a lot of the things that Jonathan's worked with, in that it's the government waging war by telling you what is good for you and what you need to know and what you don't need to, and what you don't need to know, and what medical treatment you should get and what you shouldn't get.
Well, we're dealing with it from a freedom perspective. I want freedom for doctors to do what they're trained to do, but I also don't want limitations on the patient population to be able to access things that could help them with managing pain. You know, even omega-3 essential fatty acids, the fact that we know that can reduce pain as well as a lot of COX-2 inhibiting drugs and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, yet doctors who prescribe it or non-doctors who say, hey, we'll use it, they can be attacked by government on federal and state level as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The big problem.
Cases of that, like that.
Yeah.
I think the big problem here. I don't like the heavy overlay of the government. I don't like the government interfering with medical practice. I don't like the government trying to presume a one size fits all solution exists for this. The fact of the matter is, we need full disclosure. We need full disclosure of the risks associated with these drugs, and they need to be disclosed to the patients, and the patients need to be given options, and they need to be given a chance to have control over their own biological destiny to the extent that they're conscious. And what ordinarily happens is that the doctor just gives them the drug, and they don't receive the explanation of the risks associated with the drug. And this is true of all manner of drugs, not just the opioids. So the solution really lies in empowering people to make informed choices in the medical marketplace, rather than having this government-dictated system of bureaucratic medicine where a one-size-fits-all approach is given to everybody. That's why we have so much trouble. I mean, there's not a perfect solution for every kind of cancer.
Right.
The solution lies in having a tailored system of treatment and care, but that requires a patient-centric system. The principal problem we have now is that we have a government system that pushes its proxies through the insurance companies to demand that services be provided as in accordance with what the insurance companies dictate. And that's really what HHS sets as the standard. So we have a very strong federal presence in the delivery of health care.
Right.
And that's ruinous. It needs to be patient-centric. We need a free market in medicine again.
Yeah, I'd like to see an end to medical collectivism. Collectivism is evil. Medical collectivism can kill you. All right, folks, what a great segment. What a great hour of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you, Jonathan E. Moore. Thank you, Norv Singleton.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll be back next week with more, but I'll be back after the news with an update on health and healing and dietary supplements, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.